On Thursday night, the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce and its Women's Council named the winner of this year's Athena Award. It recognizes a professional female leader who has demonstrated significant achievements in business, community service, and the professional advancement of women. And this year's Athena Award was given to Heidi McPherson, the first woman president at the college at Brockport. And she was kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
You said in your acceptance speech that your parents set the stage for your success by setting expectations for you early in life. Can you say more about that?
Absolutely. My mother started almost every conversation with me as a child with the words, "When you go to college." And that was really important because she had the opportunity to set expectations that I was going to go on, get an education, and become a professional. It was very important at the time in the 70s because not a lot of young women were getting that same message then. And some of her friends actually said, "You really shouldn't direct her in a particular way." But my mom said, "I know what expectations are and how important it is." And as a result of her belief in me and my father's belief in me, I always felt that I could achieve. And I think that's a really important place to start.
Where did your mother get that idea? Was she a college graduate as well?
She was a college graduate, but she had to fight her father to be allowed to go to college. And I think she never forgot that. Her father said to her, "Why should I send you to college? All you're going to do is go and get married. It doesn't make sense to do this." And she said, "I need to go to college. I want to go to college." And she forged that path. And she didn't want any of her children to ever have to have that fight.
Your career in higher education has taken you far from the U.S. You worked abroad in England. You taught literature and held leadership positions at a university in England. Why did you decide to pursue an academic career?
I knew from a young age that I wanted to teach. I wanted to have the opportunity to work with young people, to mentor people. And I also realized I didn't want to teach at a level where people didn't want to be in the classroom. I wanted to teach people who had actively chosen to be part of an educational process, and that's the college level. And I taught abroad because when I was an undergraduate student, I had the opportunity to study abroad. It changed and transformed my life, and it meant that I became, I think, a citizen of the world, and I wanted to teach wherever it was that I could have that opportunity to do so.
How would you describe your leadership style, and how would you define what it is to be a leader?
I think to be a leader is to be somebody who asks a lot of questions and listens to the answers, who understands that they don't have all of the answers themselves, that they are better by dealing with and encouraging the collective wisdom of others. So my leadership style is really a collective one. I know how many people at the College at Brockport are doing great things, and I want to be sure that we elevate the work that they do so that other people know the College at Brockport is a resource for them. So for me, my leadership is just about making sure that all the great work that's happening at my college is recognized by others and amplified.
You said some people who mentored you in leadership along the way taught you how not to do it.
Correct.
Can you think of any examples of, you know, leadership styles or advice you got and you said, "No, that's not going to be me"?
I had some leadership advice from somebody who said, you know, really the best thing to do is try to protect your own position and not make any decisions that are controversial. Make sure you don't ever go out on a limb on something. Just stay neutral on everything. And I thought, that's not very good advice because actually you have to stand for something. You have to be somebody who's going to say, this is the way this institution is going. These are the things that are important to us, and this is what we stand behind. So that kind of advice about being neutral and not working on anything was not the advice I was ever going to take.
Well, right now, when we're getting ready for another presidential election, I'm hearing a lot of people talk about women leaders in government, you know, at all levels of government, and the idea that women bring something different to leadership roles. First of all, do you believe that? And if you do, what do you think that difference is?
I really think it's important for us to recognize that what a leader is not one thing. There's no one mold that you can look at someone and say, well, that person's a leader or that person's not a leader. For many, many years, women were not getting access to positions of leadership and power, and I think we missed out on their collective understanding, their opportunity to connect with others, their emotional empathy, and their ability to take the best of people's ideas and make something larger as a result of that. Now, it's not every woman that can do that, and it's not that no man can, but I think the more people we have around the table, the more diverse voices we have around the table, the better opportunity we have to ensure that people's understanding of what leadership is can be expanded and transformed. I'm a firm believer in the idea if you can see it, you can be it. And so therefore, for young women, it's really important for them to see women in positions of leadership, whether that's in government or in the nonprofit world, in higher education or in business. If they can see women achieving greatness and leadership opportunities, they might themselves believe they can do it too.
You are active in the community. You sit on a lot of boards. How good is Rochester at making sure enough women and diverse voices in general are at the table from your perspective?
I think Rochester is excelling in this area. I think Rochester understands and supports the encouragement of women to be part of the decision-making at all levels. The boards that I sit on have so many astounding women sitting with me who are making great decisions for our region. I think that Rochester celebrates women's achievements over and over and over again through so many different opportunities. And for me, that feels very positive, it feels very rewarding, and it's a place I know I want to be.
Heidi McPherson, president at the College at Brockport and winner of the Athena Award. Thank you so much.
Thank you.